送我并不是有什么信仰，但是我们只是一些守一些中国的传统习俗。
So I did not even think that wasn't even sure there was a God.
所以我对我来讲，我从小好像根本就不知道还有一个上帝的存在。
But when I was around middle school age, I began to think about life.
在我初中的时候，就开始思考人生的问题。
I began to think about what is the purpose of life.
我想人生的目的究竟是什么？
What happens when you die?
我死了以后会怎么样？
But I didn't know the answer to those questions.
我根本就不知道怎么回答这些问题。
But there were some Caucasian people who lived across the street from us.
在我们的街的对面住了一对白人。
In fact, these people, this couple, was even older than my parents.
而且这对夫妇比我父母的年龄还大。
But they invited my brother and I to go to their Baptist church in Cambridge.
他们就邀请我和我的兄弟一起去他们在剑桥的这个庆祝会教会。
And that began a situation where I heard about the gospel.
在那里我开始听到了福音。
That I learned that I was a sinner. Before God.
我听到说我是一个在神的面前我是一个罪人。
And I could not help myself to get into heaven.
我也不能靠我自己能够到有一个去有资格去天堂。
But Jesus Christ died for in my place.
但是耶稣基督却为我死。
And I was thinking after I became a Christian, I said, what if these neighbors didn't live across the street from me?
I'm sorry.
What happens if these neighbors didn't live across the street from my house.
我现在一直在想，如果说这样，他们这一对夫妻不是住我的邻居，会怎么样
？What if they just decided not to invite my brother and I to go to church?
如果他们不邀请我去教会，会怎么样
？Well, certainly I wouldn't be a pastor today and a lot of other things.
显然我就不会在这里今天做一个牧师啊，或者一些别的事情。
So was that by chance that I met up with this neighbor?
所以我跟我的邻居他邀请我去教会是偶然的吗？
Was it just luck?
是不是幸运呢？
Or was God doing something?
还是神在我生命当中做什么事？
And so I think you could ask the same thing about how you became a Christian if you are a Christian.
如果你自己是一个基督徒，你也可以回想在你做基督徒的过程当中可能有类似的这样。
Maybe it was your family member andintroduce you to Christ.
可能是你的家人带你来教会。
Maybe it was a friend.
可能是你的朋友。
Maybe it was a stranger.
也许甚至一个陌生人。
But if that person didn't invite you or invite you to an evangelistic meeting or share the gospel with you, your life would be quite different.
假定那个人没有像你传这样的福音的话，你的生命、你的生活可能完全是另外一个。
So I believe that this story that we look at in the book of Acts is very helpful for us to understand how God works.
所以我想今天我们读的这些使徒行传经文就是能够帮助我们了解神怎么样做工。
We're going to first look at the story that, of the passage that was just read.
我们一起来看一下我们刚刚读的这段经文所讲的故事。
And then we're going to try to learn some lessons from it.
我希望我们能够从当中学到一些功课。
But first, we need to understand a little background behind this passage.
我们一起来看看故事的背景。
We need to understand that this was early in the history of the church.
这是教会发生在教会早期的历史当中。
At that point, there was only Jewish Christians.
在那个时候，教会里面的成员大多都是犹太人。
And if you were to read the beginning chapters of Acts, it seems like there were just masses of people becoming Christian.
如果你读《使徒行传》前面几章，反映说在那个时候很多人都信了主。
In Acts chapter 2, it talks about 3,000 people becoming Christian.
在第二章说有2,000人信了主。
In Acts chapter 3, it talks about 2,000 people becoming Christian.
在第三章说有2,000人信了主。
And so you might think that the only way that people become Christian is through this mass evangelism.
你可能认为说，这是人们信主可能都是有大很大的这样的布道会一样。
We need to also understand who Philip is.
我们也需要了解谁是。
He is the main character in this passage.
他是这段故事的中心人物。
And you actually first meet Philip in Acts chapter 6.
在《使徒行传》第六章第一次提到腓力这个人。
Remember that during that time there was this dispute about the distribution of food to widows.
在那个时候, 教会里面有争议, 就是关于给这个教会里面的寡妇分食物的一个争议。
And Philip was chosen to oversee, help with other people to oversee this distribution of the food.
所以就会选出来,
now it wasn't like a big high leadership job. You might say it's sort of like being an usher at this worship service. But if you're faithful in little things, God sometimes uses you for bigger things. And if you were to read Acts chapter 8, verses 4 through 8, you'll find that there was a great persecution of the Christians. And as a result, the Christians were scattered outside of Jerusalem. And it mentions how Philip went to the area of Samaria. Now some of you may have heard of Samaria. Because Jesus met up with a Samaritan woman. Do you realize that the Samaritans were people that were looked on, down upon by the Jewish people? Because they were half Jewish and half Gentile. They were a mixed race. But Philip, when they had this persecution, went to Samaria. And he began to preach there. And there was a great movement of God so that many people became Christians as a result. And so we see that Philip, in some sense, was a lay person. He was, you might say, just ushering in the beginning. But God used him in a very successful ministry in Samaria. But then we see the command that an angel of the Lord gives to Philip. And we see this in verse 26.
在24节我们看到这样说,
that he tells him to go to a sort of a deserted road. And he was supposed to meet up with this Ethiopian eunuch. And Philip obeyed this angel.
神,
now you might say, well, of course, if an angel tells you to do something, you're going to do it.
你可能会说,
but maybe Philip could have said, well, why should I go from this very successful ministry in Samaria and go to this very deserted place? It doesn't make sense. But no, Philip obeyed what the angel said. And he wanted him to meet up with a person which is identified here as this Ethiopian eunuch. So this man was not Jewish and it was not a Samaritan. He was a pure Gentile. He was probably a black man. And he's identified as this eunuch. Now, it was not uncommon in the Near East that government officials, especially close to the king, were castrated.
就像在中东就跟在我们中国历史上一样很多在皇族里面侍奉的人他们被成为太监
I know it sounds very painful
好像是一个真的非常痛苦的事情
But the reason was that they didn't want these government officials impregnating the king's women.
因为他们不想说这些在皇宫侍奉这些男人跟这个皇帝的这些妃子有任何的关系。
And then somehow they went make some claim to the throne.
所以这样的话，他们就好像想是表示对皇子的忠诚。
And so the Ethiopian eunuch was probably a is identified here as a high government official.
这个埃提阿伯的这个太监其实很可能是一个在官里在政府里面是一个很高官的。
And it says that he was in charge of the treasury for the queen.
好像他是管银库的。
And so he probably did not travel alone.
他很可能是不是一个人来这边。
He probably had a large caravan.
他甚至有一个很大的马车队。
But why was he traveling on this road?
但是他为什么会在这条路上走？
Well, it seems that this Ethiopian eunuch had an interest in the Jewish God.
好像从这个故事里面看出，其实这个人对犹太人讲这个神他是很感兴趣。
It seems that he actually made a pilgrimage to Jerusalem.
甚至听说他甚至去了耶路撒冷去，好像是朝拜。
And for him, this is a traveling like over 200 miles.
从这里对他讲，连续是走2000多英里。
And certainly in those days, it probably took a few months for him to travel from his country to Jerusalem.
在当时这个时代，很可能是要上月的时间，从他的地方去耶路撒冷。
And not only was he interested in the Jewish God, he actually had a copy of the book of Isaiah.
他不单是对犹太人讲这位神感兴趣，而且他甚至有一个手中有一本以赛亚书。
Now, in those days, they didn't have like printed Bibles like we have today.
在那个时代，显然他们还没有这样的书。
They had to write everything by hand in scrolls.
他们必须在羊那个皮卷上把那个字写下来。
So I'm not sure if he had the whole book of Isaiah or just a portion of it, but apparently he was reading from the book of Isaiah.
所以我不知道他们当时他是不是有整卷的以赛亚书的，还是只是一部分。但是显然他是在读以赛亚书。
And so in verses 29 to 30, we see the contact that Philip makes with this Ethiopian eunuch.
从29到30节，我们看出在当时腓力去跟这个太监接触的时候的背景是这样。
The Holy Spirit prompted him to go up to this Ethiopian eunuch in his caravan, and he heard him reading from the book of Isaiah.
圣灵告诉腓力去接近这辆车，而且是听见这个太监正在读以赛亚书。
And so, in those days, people usually, when they reading something, they would read it aloud.
在那个时代，当人们读的时候，他们会读很大声的读出来。
And so you might say, it just so happens that God brought him to meet this Ethiopian eunuch in this deserted road.
你可能说，真的就是神让腓力去在这个旷野中就遇见这样一个太监。
And it just so happens that he is reading from a particular chapter in Isaiah.
这碰巧他就在读以赛亚书的，我们要看这一段经文。
And we'll see that this particular chapter in Isaiah talks about this Messiah that would come.
他在读的这段以赛亚书的经文，就是在讲将来那个弥赛亚来的。
That this Messiah would come to die for people's sins.
这个弥赛亚来到世上是为了为人的罪受死。
So it's as if someone was reading John 3:16, you know, on the bus.
好像就是有人今天坐在那个公共汽车上在读约翰福音的
三章
三章十六节。
And so you wonder if this is a by chance, happening by chance, or did God arrange it this way?
有人会说，这是偶然的吗？还是神就安排了这一切？
Now, Philip could have resisted what the Holy Spirit here told him to do.
圣灵，腓力可能会不听圣灵的话，不做这样的事情。
He could have said, well, this person is a very important high official. He doesn't want to listen to talk to me.
他甚至说，这是个高官，他可能不会听我讲。
And we're different ethnicity. We don't come from the same background.
而且我们就是好像是完全两种人。
You know, he's very rich. He doesn't even He got everything that he wants. He wouldn't be interested.
他很有钱，他什么都有，他可能根本就对我讲一点兴趣都没有。
But now we read here that Philip obeyed what the Holy Spirit told him to do.
但是故事告诉我们说，腓力就听了天使对他讲的话。
And so he asked the Ethiopian. Philip asked the Ethiopian eunuch, "Do you understand what you're reading?"
所以的话呢，腓力就问他说。你所念的你明白吗?
And verse 31, the Ethiopian eunuch basically says, "No, I need some help."
第三十一节那个啊，这个太监回答说："当然了，我不是的，我需要人帮助。"
And so, beginning with that passage, he begins to share with him about the Messiah.
所以从那开始的话，腓力就开始跟他讲关于这个弥赛亚。
Now, Easter was not that long ago.
我们刚刚度过。
And a lot of times we read from the book of Isaiah as well.
在复活节那天，我们会读以赛亚书。
And listen to the few verses that come before the passage that this Ethiopian eunuch was reading.
如果你注意在这段经文的这个太监读的以赛亚书跟经文的前面几节的话
，verse Isaiah 53 verse 5 and 6. When you read it in Chinese.
以赛亚书五十三章，以赛亚书五十三章
，OK，
以赛亚书的五十三章五到六节这样说：哪知。他为我们过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华将我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
So with the context of Isaiah, he was able to point the Ethiopian eunuch to the Messiah.
所以他就借着这个以赛亚书，把这个太监指向。
In fact, maybe this Ethiopian eunuch, when he was visiting Jerusalem, even heard about Jesus.
很可能在这个太监去耶路撒冷时，他可能听说过耶稣的故事。
Because Jesus certainly caused quite a stir in Jerusalem.
因为在那个时候，整个耶路撒冷的城因为耶稣还有很多争议。
And so maybe he's wondering to himself, "Oh, is this Jesus?" The Messiah.
他甚至也在想啊，是不是这个耶稣就是弥赛亚
？So this Ethiopian eunuch was searching.
所以这个高官他在寻找。
He was trying to find the real God.
他在找一位真神。
But he needed some help.
但是他需要人的帮助。
And so Philip was able to share with him about Jesus.
所以腓力就可以有这样的机会跟他分享耶稣。
And we find that actually this.Ethiopian eunuch becomes a Christian.
我们发现这位太监很快就成了一个基督徒。
Because in verse 36, it talks about how he wanted to get baptized.
因为在三十六节说他甚至想马上受洗。
See, baptism shows that is an outward sign of what we believe inside.
因为受洗表示了我们向这个世界宣布我们内心所相信的信仰。
And so this Ethiopian eunuch wanted to get baptized and publicly share his faith.Perhaps with the caravan that he was with.
所以这个太监就想借着受洗告诉他后面那些马车队的人他已经接受了耶稣基督。
And so, what are some of the lessons that we learn from this story?
那我们从这个故事里面可以看见什么，学到什么功课呢
？Well, let me share with you three.
我想跟大家分享有三点。
First, we must be prepared to follow God's leading.
所以我们应该首先预备我们的心去顺服神。
In this story, it mentions how Philip was told what to do first by an angel and then by the Holy Spirit.
在这个故事当中，腓力的话有天使先告诉他做什么，然后接下来圣灵又告诉他该做什么。
Now, I can't tell you that I talked to an angel.
我可能跟你不能告诉你说我曾经跟天使说过话。
Maybe I have, except those angels didn't.Show to me that they are real angels.
也许我跟他们讲过，但是他们可能向我显现的方式也可以就是看到一个我们
But I can certainly say that the Holy Spirit moves in my heart many times.
但是我敢说圣灵在我心中做工。
That he prompts me, he leads me.
他经常告诉我，他也带领我。
And so sometimes he indicates, oh, you should talk to this person.
但是他会告诉我，你应该去跟这个人讲话。
And the Holy Spirit may prompt us to cross different barriers.
甚至圣灵带着我们可以去接触不同的种族。
It may cross distance barriers.
距离的阻隔。
It may cross racial barriers.
我们的不同的民族。
It may cross class barriers.
甚至我们在社会不同的阶层。
Or may cross language barriers.
也许我们说不同的言语。
But whatever the Holy Spirit tells us to do, we should obey.
不管怎么说，圣灵告诉我们做什么，我们就应该去。
So that's the first lesson that we learn, I believe, from this passage.
所以我觉得从这个故事第一点，我学到的是我们应该顺从神的带领。The
second is that God is preparing people and circumstances.
另外一个告诉我们说，神在不同的机会，其实在预备不同环境中预备各样的人。
I think you can tell from this story that God intended this person to wanted someone to share the gospel with this Ethiopian eunuch.
显然的故事告诉我们，神真的是需要有一个人去跟这个埃及阿伯这个太监分享神的福音。
He took Philip, who had a very successful ministry in Samaria, and took him to this desert road.
他把腓力同在撒迦撒玛利亚人们好的一个施工，把明天看什么很成功的教会一样带出来，去到旷野。
And at the same time that he brought the two together, he was reading from a very key passage in the Old Testament.
当他把这两个人带在一起的时候，这个太监正在读以赛亚书。
In fact, God had been working in this Ethiopian eunuch's heart for a long time.
其实神在这个太监当中心中做工已经很久。Because
even though he was an Ethiopian, he was searching and trying to know this Jewish God.
甚至他在埃及，尽管他在埃及阿伯，但是他还是在找这样一位神。And
we must remember that also that this was in the midst of the persecution of the early church.
也我想提醒大家记住，这一切发生都是在基督徒基教会受逼迫的时候。And
so we live in a society today that's more hostile to Christianity and the gospel.
今天我们居住在一个社会，其实对神的福音是非常非常仇恨的一个国家。
And we may think to ourselves, oh, people are not interested in the gospel.
我们甚至会说，可能现代的人对福音再也不感兴趣。
They don't want to hear about God's love.
他们不想听神的。
They just want to do their own thing.
他们就想做他自己要做的事。
And yes, the spiritual climate is very difficult.
是的，属灵的状况非常的不好。
But God is still working.
但是神仍然在做他的工作。
He was working in that first century church when there was intense persecution, when people were being killed for their faith.
他在那个第一世纪的教会，甚至很多基督徒被杀害的当中，这个释放做工。
And God is still working today.
他同样今天也在我们中间。
And so there are people that God is preparing.
所以有很多人神在预备他们。These
are people that are searching for God.
这些人正在寻找这样一位神。
And if we listen to the Holy Spirit, He will guide us to those people so that we can share the gospel.
如果我们常常听圣灵的声音，圣灵会带领我们去找到那些人。That
it, things don't happen by chance.
这些事情发生别不走。Just
as I became a Christian, it wasn't just by chance.
正如我成为基督徒也不是偶然的。But
God was arranging things so that I would hear the gospel.
神在安排这一切，让我可以听到福音。And
when you became a Christian, it didn't happen by chance.
当你成为基督徒也是一样，不是偶然的。But
God was working in a very intentional way.
因为神在你的生命当中做工。Orchestrating
all the circumstances so that you would hear the gospel and trust in Christ.
使用一切的环境让你听到神的福音，让你接受的福音。
And then the last lesson that we learned is that we must be prepared to share the good news.
最后一点是我们从这里学到的是，我们随时应该好好学习，准备能够传讲神的福音。Remember,
Philip was, you might say, a lay person.
甚至你记住腓力，真的按我们今天来讲，他不是教会的全职的传道人。He
was not one of the apostles.
他不是一个使徒。He,
we see him just serving by distributing food, just passing out snacks.
我们看见他说，一开始他就是在教会分派食物。
And yet he was a person that was able to know God's word.
但是他却是这样一个人，有心去学神的话。
So that when the Ethiopian eunuch had a question about Isaiah 53, he was able to steer him to the Messiah, the real Messiah.
当这个太监有问题，在以赛亚书五十三章有问题的时候，他却能够让他把他指向弥赛亚。
And so the question is, are we as Christians prepared to do that today?
今天我们面临的问题是我们作为基督徒，我们是不是一样去学神的话语？
Now I know God uses mass evangelism.
我知道神会使用很大的布道会。
God can use these very knowledgeable, eloquent speakers.
我们很多感发现这些人很有知识，也很能够讲话。
Many people can come to Christ through their ministry.
所以很多人因为他们的缘故，真信了耶稣。
But this story tells us that God—that is not the only way God works.
但是这个故事告诉我们说，神并不是那只是为不是用只使用那样方式让人信。
God works one-on-one as well.
神很多时候是一个对一个。
God uses individual people to reach other people.
神用去每一个个人去对待，去接触其他的。
And those people have to be willing to be led by the Holy Spirit.
这些人需要说能够顺从圣灵带。
And they have to be prepared to be able to share the gospel as well.
这些人需要说装备自己，能够传福音。
And that's why it's good for you to be in Bible studies and Sunday school to learn more about God's word.
所以正是这样，对我们每个人来讲，不但是我们组织学，还是我们的福音布道培训，我们都需要大家参加。
So let me close with this real story.
然后最后让我来分享一个真实的故事。
And this is a story about missing a divine appointment.
这个故事本身就说有一个人他不去听这样神对他的呼召。
See, I entitled my message "Divine Appointment."
上面我们今天我们跟大家分享的题目是翻译成是神圣使命。
So I think from this story in Acts, we see that God made an appointment with Philip and this Ethiopian eunuch to be able to meet together.
从故事当中，我们看出神给腓力一个神圣使命，让他去接触这个太监。
But sometimes we can miss those divine appointments.
像很多时候我们会失去，我们或者不听神这样给我们使命。
Now I don't know if you've ever missed an appointment before.
我不知道你是不是有这样的有失约的这样的一种。
I know I have.
我知道我肯定有。
I had like a dental appointment, and I thought it was next week, but the person called, "Where are you?"
Yeah, 我是说，我可能是我有一个牙医，我怎么认为说牙医的预约好像下礼拜，但是我接到电话后，牙医问我你在哪儿啊
？And I felt really bad because I missed the appointment.
我觉得啊，非常的不好，我已经失约了。
But I want to share with you a story of a missed appointment.
我想跟大家分享的一个故事就是失约。
And I heard the testimony of this young man who was in college.
我曾经听说一个在读大学学生大学生的见证。
His name is Andrew.
他的名字叫 Andrew.
And Andrew is a Christian.
他是一个基督徒。
Okay. And he had a roommate who was not a Christian, whose name was John.
他的室友不是基督徒，名字叫约翰。
And Andrew and John lived together as roommates at college for a number of months.
他们在一起在大学里面，他们是室友，住了一段时间。
And so Andrew, as a Christian, felt like, oh, maybe I should share the gospel with this person I'm spending a lot of time with.
这个 Andrew 就会在想啊，我作为一个基督徒，是不是该跟这个约翰分享福音呢？我们在一起做了很长时间了。
But he never did it.
但是他从来没有。
He kept making excuses.
他总找到各样的借口。
He kept saying, "Oh, my roommate, he's not ready yet."
啊，我觉得我这个室友还好像没有准备好。
He's not interested.
他没感兴趣。
And so, the non-Christian roommate John actually was out on the street one day.
这个非基督徒约翰的人有一天在街上。
And as he was near this park, he heard this street evangelist.
在那个公园附近有一个人在街上布道。
I guess it's sort of like sometimes if you go to Boston Common, you know, hear people preaching there in that, near the subway.
对不对？好像如果大家去过 Boston Common， 有时候你会看到很多人站在那个街上，给大家宣扬。
Well, John, the non-Christian, heard the gospel from this street evangelist.
所以的话，这一个非基督徒这个约翰，这个他就在这个街上听到这个人给他宣讲福音。
And he became a Christian as a result.
结果呢，他就信了耶稣。
And so John came back to his Christian roommate Andrew to share the fact that he just became a Christian.
所以他回到屋里，很高兴，就跟这个基督徒的这一位安德鲁讲，啊，我已经信主了。
And Andrew said, "Oh, I'm a Christian too."
然后这个安德鲁回答啊，我也是基督徒。
And then John asked him, "How come you never told me about Jesus before?"
那这个约翰就问他说，那你为什么从来没跟我讲过耶稣？
And I think that's the story of a person who missed the divine appointment.
这就是一个关于我们失去的这个神圣使命的一个。
This person was ready to hear the gospel.
其实这样他已经很愿意听神的福音。
But you know, the Christian was just too scared.
但是这个基督徒安主他就非常害怕。
He kept making excuses.
他总找各样的借口。
And so.God had to use someone else.
所以神就使用另外一个他接上不到的。
And so I challenge you, as God allows you to meet up with different people.
所以我现在对大家提出的挑战是，如果神带你去接触不同的人。
It may be your family members.
可能是你的家人。
They could be your neighbors or co-workers.
可能是邻舍或者你的同事。
They could be even strangers.
也可能甚至是陌生人。
But God is preparing people's hearts.
但是神在预备那些人的心。
Yes, it's becoming more difficult to share the gospel.
是的，我们现在传福音是不是很困难？
But God is working in people's hearts.
但是神正在人的心里做。
And the Holy Spirit is prompting us to share the good news with those people around us.
圣灵也在带领我们去把这向这些人传神的福音。
And so we need to be prepared to know God's word.
所以我们需要准备，需要学习神的话语。
We need to know how to share the good news in a clear manner.
我们也知道说怎么样跟人分享。
And we need to have the boldness to be able to obey what God tells us.
我们应该有这样胆量去顺服神给我们带。
And yes, again, God uses mass evangelists with very eloquent, powerful messages.
是的，神使用布道会，使用那些很。
But this story tells us that God uses ordinary people to share the good news as well.
但是这个故事，今天这个故事告诉我们，神也使用这平常的基督徒你我去为神传福音。
Let's bow together in prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for including this story in the Book of Acts.
谢谢主，你能够把这个故事放在《使徒行传》里面。
I know for a lot of us, we sort of think that our job is just to invite people to hear good speakers.
因为我们很多人都觉得我们的任务只是把这些福音朋友带来听这样一个福音的布道会。
But we realize from this story that you can also work in different ways.
但是故事告诉我们说，你却常常用别的方式。
That you are preparing divine appointments for each one of us.
因为你在为我们每个人预备一个神圣的这样一个任命。
That there are people out there that your Holy Spirit is working and want to know about Jesus.
因为在世上有很多人你在他们心中做工，让他们有感动去认识耶稣。
And so we pray that that we would be obedient to your Holy Spirit.
所以我们祷告说，我们真的能够顺服你的带领。
That we would learn.About how to share the gospel and about your word.
我们有一颗心来学习话语，学习怎么样向人传福音。
We pray that we would obey the promptings of the Holy Spirit in sharing the good news with those around us.
我们祷告，我们预备我们的心，能够听圣灵的带领去传福音。
We thank you that you would use ordinary people like us.
我们感谢你，跟着我们感谢你。也使用我们这一群平凡的人。
We pray that you will receive all the glory and honor.
我们愿意得到一切的荣耀和尊贵。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.